Last time we discussed the two halachas we find, one in Simen Shin Mem Aleph and one in Simen Shin Ayin Hey, the first of Nimsa Lekasafim, based on Yerushalmi, and the second, the din of Hafsara Tanim, based on a Bavli. And the way most Poskim seem to understand is that these two halachas are two manifestations of the same basic principle, that at a point where there's no more possibility of his askus in the Tzarchei Ameis, then Aninus would end, and potentially Avelus could begin, even though in general Avelus begins at the time of Stimas HaGol, at the time of Kavura. There's a well-known machlokas between the Nesiv and the son of Rav Rafael Shapira about the following case. What's the din where someone passes away, a karo passes away in a faraway location, and the karo, the avil, is not traveling to the levaya. He's not going to the kvura. So at what point does he begin avelus? The Netziv argues in Shuvas Meshiv Davar Simen Ayin Beis, Shuvas Meshiv Davar Simen Ayin Beis, that the din of Bisarul HaKasafim, giving over to the Chevra Kedisha, is after you actually give something over, give over the mace directly to the Chevra Kedisha. Meaning you had initially been Oseg in the Tzarchei Mace, now you perform an action to indicate that you're no longer being Oseg with Tzarchei Mace. In that case, the Nimsa HaKasafim, then the restrictions of Aninus no longer apply, and potentially Avelus could begin at that point as well. However, where there is no Hisaskus to begin with, where the person never had any involvement in the Tzarchei Ameis, and he's not traveling to the Kvura either, then the din of Isur L'Ksafim doesn't apply, and Avelus only begins at the time of Kvura. What's his Raya? So he points to the din of Simen Shin Ayin Hei Se'iv Vav. Shin Ayin Hei Se'iv Vav. A person is informed that his relative was crucified in another city, and he begins Vinaga Velus at that point. And then he finds out that there's no Kvura. First he heard his relative was killed, he was under the impression that they already buried him, he starts a Velus, and then he finds out that the mace isn't yet buried. So that Avelus doesn't count. It was under false pretenses, and he has to start the Avelus again at the time of Kfura, or at the point where they realize that Kfura is not in the cards at all. So what do you see, says the Netziv? Even though in this case, the person had no intention of going to the Kfura, nevertheless, Avelus doesn't count until the Kfura actually takes place. Then it still thinks, this is a riot to his position, that if a person is in a remote location relative to the Niftar, he's not going to travel to the Kfura, then Avelus only begins at the point of Kvura. And he says, even Rabbeinu Tam, who was not noheg nihuge aninus, when he heard that his sister passed away in a different city, that only applies to aninus, argues the Netziv. But Rabbeinu Tam definitely wouldn't have started avelus, wouldn't have started counting the minyan shiva until the kvura takes place. That's the position of the Netziv. The din of Isur L'Ksafim only applies if you started with hisaskus and then gave over the mace to the Chevra Kedisha, but if there's never his askus from the get-go, and you're not going to the Kvura, then Avelus begins only at the time of Kvura. And the Divrei Sofrim, he points out that the Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, passed in this way as well. And Rav Shechter says that in Europe before the war, the consensus of Poskim was like the Netziv. However, his son-in-law, Rav Rafael Shapira, takes a contrary position. This is not printed in the Torah Sefal. It is only printed in the Stei Chemed. So Stei Chemed prints a tshuva of Rav Rafael Shapira. Stei Chemed Chelek Hei. Va'as HaSadeh Avelus Simen Yudalad. Again, Stei Chemed Chelek Hey Paas HaSadeh Avela Simon Yudal, beginning with page 205 in the pagination of the Stei Chemed. So Rafael Shapira says the following: if a person receives a telegram from another city that his relative died in that other city, and he's not going to travel to the Kvura, then Avel is Sischal right away. That's essentially the din of Hachzaras Panim, that at the point that you are no longer, you don't need a literal Mitzvah L'Ksafim, at the point that you're not going to be Osei B'Tzarchei Meis, even if you never Osei B'Tzarchei Meis, at that point, there is no Aninus, Avelis begins right away. What about the Nitzim's Raya from the din of Slovo, the din in Shin Ayin Hei Si'if Vav? A person finds out that his relative was killed, he starts being Noag Avelis, finds out that the Kvur didn't take place yet, the Avelis doesn't yet count. So what about that halacha? Now there, we're talking about a case where it was in Shaita Kvur yet, the mace was still on the crucifix, and he wasn't Nitan L'Kvura. So that's why Avelis isn't Chal. But where he's Nitan L'Kvura, you're just not Osek, but Tzarchei Emes. So then, as far as you're concerned, it's Ki'ilu, the Kvur took place, because you have no more Hisaskas. And then the din of Avelis would be Chal right away. You start counting Shiva right away. He says, what about the Meiser of Benatam? Benatam and his sister passed away in another city, wasn't Noheg Nihuge Aninus. So he says he could ask the following kasha. So what was Rabbeinu Tam's reason? Rabbeinu Tam said, or the way he's quoted, Rabbeinu Tam said he wasn't Noheg Aninus, he didn't treat himself as an onin. Why? Because by the year, because his sister was married, had been married. And her sister's husband was taking care of all its Tzorchei HaKvura. So says Rav Elazar Shapira, one second, if the din is that if you're in another town, you're not going to appear to the Kvura, you're not being Osik and Tzorchei Meis, then even if the sister would have been married, even if the sister's husband wasn't Osik and Tzorchei Kvura, as long as Rabbeinu Tam himself wasn't, then that would be enough reason that Aninus isn't Chal and Avelis kicks in right away. So why do you have to come on to the reason of Baila Beer, that the sister's husband would take care of everything, the Rabbeinu Tam should have been pater from Aninus and begin Avelis right away, regardless. So Rafael Shapiro says, no, it could be in that case, the reason we have to come on to Baal, the fact that the sister's married, could be that has to do with the din of Gadol Habayis. So if the only reason would have been that he's not being Osei B'Tzarchei HaKvura, so maybe be Nigrar Achar Gadol Habayis, we'll have to talk about the Lachas of Gadol Habayis at some point later, or that in that case, maybe Rabbeinu Tam is actually going to appear by the Kvura. At the moment, he wasn't Osei B'Tzarchei HaMeis, so he wasn't knowing the Yuhuge Aninus. But maybe he was planning on going to the Kvura later, and at which point, in which case, the Avelis would actually be Chal later on. Yeah.
The entire Rabbeinu Tam doesn't really even mention the Avelis, so like, it's not even so shy to talk about the Chal. I mean, it's not even a kasha because it's just contextually, like, we just don't know enough information.
Correct, unless you work with the assumption that the two usually go hand in hand, that once Aninus is done, so then Avelis, if you're not being Noga Aninus, then Avelis should kick in. But that's part of the issue here, right? Okay, and then Rafael Shapira writes in the Tshuva that when the Nitziv died in Warsaw, he and his wife and his daughter received a telegram that her father passed away, and Rafael Shapira paskined for his wife that she should follow his psak against her father's psak and be Noheg Avelis right away, and not follow the psak of her father to be Noheg Avelis Achar HaKfur. Nowadays, or a generation or two, post-war, the post-gim that talk about this seem to side with Rav Rafael Shapira. Rav Moshe, for example, has two tshuvas. Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Yerdei Chelagalo Simin Reish Nun Gimel. Relatives died in Belgium, and some of the Avelim are flying to Belgium for the Kvura. Some of the Avelim are staying here in New York for the Kvura. When does Avela start for the Krovim that are staying in New York? So Moshe Paskins, they should start Avelis right away. That din of Hatzaras Panim, the din in Shin Ayin Hay, that once you're Mavsir Panim from the Malava, the mace, and you don't know when the mace is going to be buried, the Avela starts right away. So as we noted last time, Ramosha writes, like many others, that Eina Yodeya is a little bit latafka. The point isn't when you know that the Kruah is going to take place, because you may well know when the Kruah is going to take place in Belgium, even if you're not traveling there. We have telephones. The point is that it's a measurement of distance. So if it's so far away that under normal circumstances you wouldn't necessarily know when the Kruah is going to take place, so then that's a sheer richuk makom where the Avelis would start right away. Like what the Shach writes over there in Sivkatan Aleph Shin Ayin Hay, that if the Kvura is local, around the corner, Samach L'ir, then everyone waits till the Kvura. If it's far away, so then the people who are Machzir Panim start right away. So Belgium is far away from New York. The people who are Machzir Panim would start the Avelos right away, even if they know when the Kvura is going to take place. Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Ayin. Mesim, where the Mesim is being flown to Eretz Yisrael, the children are staying here. They're Chayav and Avelus. Once the airplane takes off, that's considered Hachzara, Chazaras Panayim.
Once they
once they're master pene, once they're no longer involved. That's what Rav Avner assumes. Shevet Alevi Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Tzadi. Shevet Alevi Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Tzadi. Chuvas Van Hagos in Chelik Dalet of Chuvas Van Hagos or Shermach Hathakuntras on Avelus. He quotes there that this is Rufankin's position as well. I didn't see it directly in Rufankin's Ksavim. Rav Shefter quotes Nefesh Harav, page Reshit and Aleph. He has this in Bikvei Tzon, I think, as well. That the Rav quoted from his father, Ramosha, the Ramosha Soloveitchik, Paskin, in this kind of a case, that you say halacha kedira mekal ba'aval even by atar to disasri. Let's say if you follow the nitziv that the avelus is going to start mishas kvura, then you start counting avelus tomorrow. If you follow Rav Shapiro, you start counting avelus today. So halacha kedira mekal ba'aval, both directions will tell you that you can start counting avelus tomorrow and end on day 6 instead of day 7. Instead of having 6 umashu days of Avelus, you have 5 umashu days of Avelus, because you can say Alacha Kedibra Mekel Avel even in a Tarti Disasri. And Rav Shefter writes that Ramosha Soloveitchik himself, was knowing this way when his mother passed away. Rabbi Sarfati pointed out to me, Rabbi Kodersberg pointed out in his notes on Yavamas as well, that there seems to be a riot for this from a Tosfos in Yavamas. Tosfos in Yavamas, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Ha. So here the Gemara talks about Avelas for a Safek Nefel. Tells us quotes, the Brisa in Maseches Machos, Hasfekos onanim misabu maleim. That if you have a safek, you are noheg aninus and avelus. Tell us, what safek are we talking about there? Don't we say alacha kedirim make of avel? Nira de misafek ben teslimisha no zayin laachron, Iri. So talking about safek, whether you're chayv in avelus, because we don't know if it's your son. We don't know who the father is. Safek ben teslimisha and safek ben zayin laachron. So each father should be able to say, by a safek, you should be meko. Tosa says, "Gnai adavah shalais ablu lo zevel lo zeh me'achik shavadi kar v'lacha." So there, we tell both potential fathers to be no gavelos because it's inappropriate. It's the gnai that you have someone who passes away and no one sits shiva for them. No fathers being no gavelos for the son, even though it's definitely one of their son. So that sounds like that's the only objection to saying halacha k'divrei meikel v'avel in this kind of a situation. But otherwise, you would have said halacha k'divrei meikel v'avel even though it's entirely the zaspi. Even though, if neither father is going to be noah gavelus because each one's going to say, it's not my son, isn't that a tarte de zaspi? So that sounds like, in principle, we would say halacha k'divrei meikel v'avel even in a situation where it creates a tarte de zaspi. Shaka points out that this is against Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger in Tuf Tamadas, Chelik Beis Simon Reish Gimel, writes explicitly not the way that you don't say Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel on a Tarat HaDisaster. Shaka points out in general, even if in Lamdas it would make sense, it's not something that you would paskin for Baal Batim, or because it's very difficult to understand. So, okay. Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv, pages Reish Samach Vav to Reish Samach Ches, that since Halacha Kedivrei Meikel B'Avel, we would go like Rabbi Fal Shapiro, and that's considered a kula to start Avelus earlier. But if you didn't do that, so yesh al milismoch to follow the opinion of the Nutziv and to start the Avelus Mishas Kvura. Rabbi Willick points out that nowadays there isn't really such a machlokas anymore. Because it could be, even the Nutziv might agree, the Nutziv's argument is that if you're not going to be Ilsek at all, so then as soon as, so there's no din of Misarulik Safim, no din of Achsaris Panim, because there's never a point of Isaskus. Those halachas are where you're Osek and then you stop. But if you're never Osek, so then Avelus begins Vishas Kfura. But nowadays, even if you're far away, you always have the possibility of being Osek by telephone or other means of communication, and distance is no longer an impediment to being involved in Sarchei HaKvura. So even according to the Tziv may agree that if you are involved in some capacity in making any preparations for the Kvura, so at the point that you end those preparations, where you're not going to the Kvura, maybe the Tziv could agree that that would be considered Ke'ein Misarulik Safim, and then Avelus would begin at that point. And even if Rafael Shapiro could agree, that nowadays, even if you're not going to the Kfura, you're going to make phone calls and being be Osek B'Tzarchi HaKfura. So as long as you're being Osek B'Tzarchi HaKfura on some level, or being available for consultation to talk about arrangements, etc., so then Avelus wouldn't start as long as you're still on some level being Osek, or the potential being Osek B'Tzarchi HaKfura. So it could be that the Machlokas nowadays is much more minimal, or in certain situations, non-existent. Rav Avadia writes the following, page Kuf Samachay, Chazon Avadia Chelak Aleph. Avadia writes, leaving aside leaving aside the machlokes of the Sefer Kol Shapira, you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael with the mace, you're going to be at the Kfura. But now you're on the plane. So, Ravadia writes that while you're on the plane, there's no possibility of his askus, because what could you possibly do as far as Sarchei Kfura? So as long as you're on the plane, you don't have the status of an onim. So the restrictions of aninus don't apply. You get on the plane, now you mechliyev to say brachos, to daven, to perform mitzvah saseh, as long as you're on the plane, because while you're on the plane, there's no possibility of his askus.
So now push it for a couple of minutes. Other story.
And he would say that that's not a fisam in covenant base. Covenant base means where you're in a position in which you have you could be doing other things, and here there's nothing else you could do. Independent of this askus. As you say, that should still be a violation of covenant mace. Covenant has nothing to do with this askus. It's inappropriate to do certain things, that life should go on as normal while you are in a state of aninus. Okay. But he doesn't seem to address that when he presents it. So this is a little ke'ein what the Rama writes. We'll have to come back to the Rama in a few minutes. The Rama, the end of Sif Gimel in Shem Mem Aleph. Makom shenosen ameis me'ir le'ir. So where you're transporting a maze from city to city. Im makom karofu have ke'ilu muta lefanav. So if the place where you're transporting the maze to is nearby, so that is a din of muta lefanav, and all the halachos of aninos will apply. Aval humakam rachok k'gamahalish neyamim muter ashivol yirkfarasa. But if the place you're transporting the mace to is far away, a 2-day journey, so then the restrictions of aninos don't apply until the mace reaches its destination. Here we're talking about a case where the mace died in New York. The crew is in Chicago. So they're bringing the mace from New York to Chicago. The krov and the avail were all in Chicago. Right, this is based on Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Yudches, and Daf Yudches and Brachos, corresponding to the Gemara Daf Yudches and Brachos. So there, again, the situation is the availim are in Chicago. The mace is on the way from New York to Chicago. If it's going to take a long time for the mace to get there, then the avelim don't have the restrictions of aninus until the mace arrives, because presumably there's nothing that they could do for tzarchei mace until that point. Yeah, presumably we're talking about a case where there's no possibility of hisaskus in the interim. Nowadays, along the lines of what we're saying, even in this case, there would be usually the possibility of hisaskus while the mace is in transit. But Rav Avadya seems to be saying is something ka'ein, this idea that if you're... Now, here may be worse because you're on the same plane, but the period where hisaskus isn't an option, but you're going to yet come to a point where hisaskus is in the cards, Nihugianinus wouldn't apply. Now, Rav Avadya is also make along the same lines, poskim dispute the first point and this point, that let's say an onein erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. So most of the restrictions, all the isurim, most of the restrictions of aninos and the hafka of an onein from mitzvos don't apply on Shabbos. Talk about that briefly a little bit later. But that begins when Shabbos begins. Rav Avadya paskins that an onen can daven mincha and erev Shabbos 5 minutes before Shabbos. Because there's no more hisaskus. He's not going to be doing anything with Sarche and Mace at that point. He's already holding by bringing in Shabbos. He can daven mincha there as well. And poskim, most poskim dispute both of these points. The assumption is that no, even if, well, for two reasons. Number one, when you're traveling with the Mace to Eretz Yisrael, especially nowadays, there still could be something that comes up that would need your involvement or your input. There's certain circumstances you can even make a phone call on a plane.
Because now there's Wi-Fi where you can communicate with people. So you could text people, you could take care of them.
We can do that on planes, okay?
No, they have Wi-Fi on a
plane.
You send email on
WhatsApp
planes?
WhatsApp also.
Really?
Messages. iMessage.
They have Wi-Fi.
I'm sorry?
You have Wi-Fi.
Planes have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, a lot of planes have Wi-Fi.
Really? I thought you were not...
You can make, like, it's not through cellular calls. It's
right.
Yeah,
through Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you can still call people and stuff like that.
Okay, so then all the more so.
As I'm saying.
So that didn't exist when Rav Avadya wrote this not so many years ago. But now it needs even more so. There's a possibility to ask this. And beyond that, you're not going to say... At some point, there has to be a shear. So there is. This might be a mashal of the 2 days, but you're not going to say if you go into the bathroom for 5 minutes, so then you can't be yosek b'sar chemes. So anina, the restrictions of aninus don't apply. You know, even though in theory there may be situations where you go in and out of the restrictions of aninus, but generally it's a continuum. So, for example, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quoted in the Emes LeYaakov and Shulchan Aruch in the comments to Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Aleph, is talking about this case, that even if you're traveling with the mace, Anina supplies, because you may still be consulted. You're tarud in the whole Asek, and you still may be consulted. Rav Shtorbach has a little bit of a puzzling line in that Kuntris on Avelos. In the back of Chuvas Van Hagos Chelik Dalid, the chapter on Aninus, he writes that if you're traveling, you're bringing a mace to Eretz Yisrael on an airplane, and the people are traveling with the mace on the plane, he writes, if there's going to be a lapse of 2 days until the Kfura, then you might be pater from the halachas of aninus on the way. It was less than 2 days, so then if you're going to have more asas when you get there, you're pater. If you want to ask us, then you're going to be chayiv. Or maybe you'll be pater when you get there if you're not involved in the kfura. See, he seems to a lot of qualifications here. He seems to be taking the Ramaz din here of 2 days as some kind of absolute shear for when aninus is noeg in traveling situations, whereas I think the more consensus approach to poskim is that it's some lav dafka. So if you're traveling with a mace to Eretz Yisrael, the consensus of poskim would be that aninus is still noeg while you're on the plane. Let's go back to Shin Ayin Hei Beis one more time. And the din of the Mechaber was, Misha Darka Lishloach HaMeis Medina Cheres, if you're sending the mace to another city, L'kavar V'einam Yodim Asayi Kavar V'eish Yafsu P'nei Milulavos Maskin L'Lindos Shiva V'shloshim Maskin L'Sabel. If you don't know when the mace is going to be buried, and we pointed out, according to many poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha, that Ein Yodeya is Lav Dafka. But if the crew is going to be in a Medina Cheres, and you're not going along, then you're knowing Avelis right away. And the people that go along are knowing Avelis from the time of Kivura. So what is the shear of this? Rabbi Karp quotes the Chuvas of Radvaz, Chelek Dalet Simon Samach Dalet. Radvaz Chelek Dalet Simon Samach Dalet is talking about the burial practices in Egypt, where the Radvaz lived at a time before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. The way Rabbi Karp understands the Radvaz, what the Radvaz seems to be saying, is that if the coup is going to take place at a distance of a couple hours or more, so then, because the people who stay back have no real connection to the coup, in that case, it would start Avelis before. But if the coup is going to be, in his particular case, it sounded like it was on the outskirts of the city, and if everyone's going to be back within a couple hours, then even if you don't go to the coup, you have to wait till the coup to start the count of Avelis. That sounds like there's no din of inside the city versus out of the city per se. It's the amount of time that it would take to get to the Kfura. Is it a short trip or a longer trip? Which I think is the consensus of poskim, how it's generally understood. Yesterday at the RCA convention, Rav Schechter gave a shiur on in Yanei Avelis. He was given 50 questions to answer in a 1 hour slot. He got to 19 of them. One of the things that he said was he seemed to understand that this halacha is dafka, in the city or out of the city. So the example he gave was 2 weeks ago, Rav Geli passed away. The kfura was in the Brewery Cemetery in Clifton. The Minigan Yerushalayim is that no children go to the Kfura. The Minigan Boris is that women don't go to the Kfura. So he said the men went to the Kfura, the women didn't. So the women should have started a Velas right away because the Hespedim were here in the Shul, in the Heights, and the Kfura was in New Jersey, so that's Medina Cheres. Even though everyone was sitting Shiva in Lakewood. So I don't know where that... If Evan's traveling in the same direction, just some get off the Garden State Parkway to go to the cemetery and the rest continue to play, but I'm not sure how that affected. But Rav Schechter seemed to assume, leaving aside where the shiva is taking place, that this din of Medina Cheres is Dafka. So even if it's only a half hour drive from here to Versailles, but it's in a different state, different city, then the Avelis don't go to the crew, we start Avelis right away. The Radvaz doesn't sound that way. Rabbi Karp seems to assume like the Radvaz, Lehalach, which I thought was the more standard approach. Say, had the experience of listening to Reshef do Shira on Avelis for an hour sitting next to Rabbi Willick, so I heard all Rabbi Willick's editorial comments to me about what he agreed with and disagreed with, most of which I was aware of anyway. But we'll share it. He didn't get past the Kura and Anitas. So maybe we'll share some of what else he had to say as we go on. Or maybe we'll invite him back to answer the other 31 questions. He said that he heard from Rabbi Avraham Kalman, who just passed away, who was the founder of Prospect Park, that the Rav explained, why is it that an onein is pater from mitzvos? Because an onein is imbalanced. He's in a fragile mental state. So it's the ilu, he's a lapar das. That's why he's pater from mitzvos aseh. Okay.
That also wouldn't change in an airplane.
I'm sorry?
That also wouldn't change in an airplane.
That would not change in an airplane, right. Michael?
Is there an opinion that says maybe it's because he's osei b'mitzvah, and that's why he's part of the mitzvahs?
So you have to figure out how osei b'mitzvah fits in to the yisa maso aspect. Meaning, if the reason is that someone is to be osei b'tzarchei meis, so then that sounds like it's ke'en an osei b'mitzvah, but it's more than a regular osei b'mitzvah because the restriction, it may philosophically be a kind of osei b'mitzvah, but it's more severe than a regular osei b'mitzvah. So even if there's a lapse in which you're not osei but now, but because you have the possibility of his askus coming back, or you may have other things to do even if you're not aware of them right now, so then there's a more global p'tor. Right, but that's more within the Kvod the Shameis than the Samaso calculation. Okay. As we noted, in general, the restrictions of Aninus do not apply on Shabbos, with the exception of Machlokas, but we pass the Machlokas, the Gemara, but we pass the Machlokas Tanam, we pass in that Tashmish is Aser on Shabbos. But with the exception of that, the other nihuge aninus are the other restrictions of aninus do not apply, except for the din of machshech al tchum. If you're in a situation where you need to travel or want to travel to the end of the tchum before Shabbos is over, so the minute Shabbos is over, you can begin traveling outside of the tchum in order to be osur b'tzarchei meis. So from the time that you begin be machshech al tchum or walking towards the tchum, then the nihuge avelus the aninus would kick in toward the end of Shabbos. That applies to Talmud Torah as well.
Simchas Mereus
also? Simchas Mereus would... I'm sorry? So that is Minihuge Avelus. Minihuge Avelus, we'll talk about in a minute how that applies during aninus. But as far as Talmud Torah, which is also from the Yisuri Avilos that we'll get to, the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Tavkuf Memches of Katan Ches, Tavkuf Memches of Katan Ches, that an onin is aser be Talmud Torah, and he can't get an aliyah, even on Shabbos. What about an onin reciting Kaddish on Shabbos? That's Machlokas Ataz and the Shach and Simon Shin Ayin Vav. And Rishakta points out the Minhag Olam is like the Shach, that an Onei doesn't say Kaddish during the Shabbos of Aninus. Rishakta mentioned yesterday that one of the Baal Batim embroiderers was an Onein over Shabbos going back decades ago. And at the time, Reb Breuer was still the Rav, and Reb Schwab was the assistant. So one of them went over to him before Shabbos and said, you should say Kaddish. And the other one over to him before Shabbos and said, you shouldn't say Kaddish. Reshef didn't remember which one I said which. But in general, the practice is that an Onei doesn't say Kaddish until after the Kfura, even on Shabbos. Okay. Now, what about Isurei Avelos during the period of Aninus? So Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Me'emes HaYishchayiv Adam Be'avel, Mishayisaseh Megola. Avelos begins at Kfura. Avakolz Manchela Nitbar HaMeis, Eino Aser B'davar Min HaDvarim She'avel Aser Behen. However, until Kfura takes place, there are no Isurei Avelos. Aninus, yes, no Isurei Avelos. Uvimnei Tamzah, Rachatz David, Vesach, Kishameis HaYela, Terem Shikavir, that's the Gemara talks about in Brachos, that David HaMelech was Rochetz after his son died before Kfura, because Nihugei of the Isurei Avelos don't apply until after Kfura. That's the position of the Ritzgeus at the Torah quotes here in Shem Malef. Avelos is not Noe during the period of Aninus at all. Avelos Lachud, Aninus Lachud, there's no Avelos during the Isurei Avelos don't apply during the period of Aninus. The Ramban argues, the Ramban is in Torah Sa'adam, page Reishu Beis, in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Reishu Beis. Ramban writes that Vade Noeg could be mixed as Dervei Avelos, and Onen is Noheg some of the Isurei Avelos. Rechitza Vesicha, Kavachomer Miachilas Basar Vishasias Yayin, Ein Sarach Lomar, Asir Besimcha, Bittis Bores, Malacha, Ukvar Amrushu Asir Leishev Afil Al Mita Kafuya, El Al Gabe Karka, and One must sit on the ground. Lo Amru Elish Eino Cholis Minal. What restrictions of Avelus do not apply to an One? He doesn't have to take off his shoes. He doesn't have to He doesn't have to do Ita Farosh. He doesn't have to do Kviya Samita. Why not? Because these things, if he were to take off his shoes, that would interfere with his ability to be Oseg B'Tzarach HaEmes. He's going to run around without shoes, run around barefoot, he won't be able to properly take care of what needs to be taken care of. It'll impede his work. Ve'ilu ekilu, alav, and they should tar biske emes. Umutu lav lakavar, v'lech imam mi'erlir, has to travel. V'im basu l'hachmer lav l'chalitz l'sandal, v'minna l'kipas harosh. And Iske Meis Nifsan Mekach, Af Iske Meis Nifsan Mekach, that is, it's going to have a detrimental effect and his ability to be Oseg B'Tzarach HaEmes. Lefikach, Loach Miru Alav Be'elu. V'chein Yira'od, She'ikra Avelus Min HaTorah Eino Ela Be'idunin. The Ikra Avelus Min HaTorah is on the kinds of pleasures. The restriction on pleasures could go in Rechisa, Sichel, Tashmis, Simcha, Tfilin, Shem Pe'er, Dechboses, Tisparas, Tisimcha, Hey. The Avelos. Right, so those kinds of Nihugi Avelos, the Isurei Avelos of Rechisa, Sichel, Tashmis, Simcha, Kibos, Tisparas, all these things are Arsur to an Onain as well. So the Ramban, we'll talk next time about whether Avelos is Minotaur or not. So the Ramban is of the opinion, like the Chachmei Sfard, that Avelos, at least Avelos Yomishon, is Minotaur. So when we talk about Avelos Minotaur, it refers to those Idunin elements of Avelos, the pleasurable activities that an Avel is prohibited from engaging in. Aval Min of the Sand of Latifa ain't Minotaur. The Ramban thinks that even if there is Avelos Minotaur doesn't apply to not wearing shoes or a tifas harosh. Shelo amr Torah la'anos l'tzar nafsho minoi shel kol olam. So the Ramban bifurcates categories of avelos. The first category, things that are mishim idunin, these are pleasures that we tell a avel not to engage in. Pleasures like haircuts and washing and laundry. These things are aser min haTorah, where avelos is aser min haTorah. And other things are tzar, Ativas Harosh, and not wearing shoes, that's Tsar, so that's only required Midrabanan. And since it's only Midrabanan anyway, therefore, because we have the consideration that it could interfere with the Osir B'Tzarach HaEmes, they weren't applied to an one. Okay, how do we paskin? Simon Shin Mem Bei Shimem Aleph Seif Hei. Kol's man shalinik brahmeis eino cholis minol v'sando the eino chay v'ativ v'sarosh v'yis amita. So prior to kfura, there's no requirement to take off your shoes. There's no din v'ativ v'sarosh v'yis amita. Val asur leisha v'lishim agav v'mita afilu kfuya. You can't sit on a regular bed. Hagar. The kol shekein she'asir v'tashu shavita v'yesh omrim da'asir v'chitza v'sicha v'simcha v'sheila shalom v'tisparis v'malacha aval mudra l'asay si pesach v'esa. So the Ramah clearly passes like the Ramban that the general idudin kinds of yisuri aveilus apply to an onen. Chitza, sicha, simcha, she'la shalom v'tisparis v'malacha. How does the Mechaber paskin? So technically, the Mechaber only says that there's no restriction of Ne'ilah Sasando, Ativis Arosh, Bias Amita. What about the other Nehugia Vilas that the Ramah speaks about, that the Ramban spoke about? Doesn't really say. The Aruch HaShulchan understands, Sivkakim Kavches, that the Mechaber is paskining like the Rambam. So the Mechaber is paskining like the Rambam, Isure Avelus don't apply to Nonei. And there must pass another Ramban that is Yisurei Avelus do apply to an Onei. Pesachei Shuva, Sifkazin Kaf Gimel, Kosa Chazin Sofer, who suggested, no, maybe even the Mechaber agrees, maybe the Ramah is coming to be Mefaresh the Mechaber, but maybe the Mechaber agrees in principle to the Ramban. The Chazin Sofer quoted in the Pesachei Shuva. We know what the Ramah holds, what the Mechaber holds is a matter of dispute. Rav Schechter points out that, as we just saw in the Ramban, the whole reason that an onein is not precluded from wearing shoes is because walking around barefoot would impede his ability to be also b'tzarchei meis. Nowadays, most of Avelim don't walk around barefoot, they have canvas sneakers. And most people are no less efficient in their traveling if they wear canvas sneakers than if they wear regular shoes. So Shaktu thinks that's what he was knowing when he was an Onen, what Rabbi Willow was knowing when he was an Onen, what I was knowing when I was an Onen, that nowadays we have canvas sneakers and Onen should wear canvas sneakers. The traditional, ask any old-time pulpit rabbi what they tell the Avelim, bring along your canvas sneakers to the Beis HaKvaros, so you take off your shoes after the Kvura. Nowadays, if not for the fact that not wearing shoes would be an impediment to Hesaskas, but Tzorchei Meis, you shouldn't wear shoes as an Onen also. Nowadays, we have canvas sneakers or other forms of footwear that do not run into the prohibition of Ilas Asando, so it's appropriate for an Onein to not wear regular shoes during his period of Aninus.
You assume that those would be Asar?
I'm sorry?
The same guy there as the Galakim very much from Kippur from Ilas Asando.
No, we're not to wear anything. That's the Yom Kippur Lacha, that's not a Velas Lacha.
I'm saying they would allow, like even Rabbi Yashav, let's say, who ossered Crocs, he would certainly allow.
I don't know if Rabbi Yashav ossered Crocs, but.
From Kippur.
Have you seen that from a reliable source?
No, but it's the same, I've heard it. But it leads to that someone ossers Crocs.
Right, so the.
It would not be the same guy.
It would not be the same for Avelis, correct. Okay. What about the Isser Yisiyah Mitoch Min Abayis? So the Ramah says, Mutter L'Asayis Mi Pesach Beiso. That's another. In general, there's an Isser, an Avil is not allowed to walk outside. You tell an Onen not to walk outside, you won't be able to be Osir B'Tzarchei Meis. Same idea. So an Onen is allowed to leave his house. What about, so once an Onen can leave his house for anything? can he only leave his house to be oseh b'tzarach ha'emes. So Badei Shulchan writes, Sifkat and Kuf Yod, that mistima saposim, it sounds like here there's a low plug. Once we say you can leave your house, so there are no restrictions. Divrei Sofrim, Sifkat and Peites, writes that he thinks the mashmos of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch is that no, you only leave your house if it is litzarech hames. Rav Shechter thinks that an onen should not leave his house if it's not litzarech hames. What about sitting on the ground? So, the Mechaber writes, Asur leishev alishan agabe mita afilu kvuya. It sounds like the Issur v'yishiv agabe karka applies to an onen, just like it applies to an avel. Badei Shulchan writes, he should be machmer in this, and onen should sit on the ground. Divrei Sofer writes, the minhag is to be meko, which, take a look, that's an accurate representation, that the minhag is definitely to be meko. Rav Shechter is not sure why the minhag is to be meko. The minhag is definitely to be meko. Rabbi Willig suggests that even though in the Lashon Ramban, that we quoted before, the Ramban does reference the Isser of Yeshiva Gabe Karka for an onen. Asur leishev afilu mita kafuya, ala al gabe karka hutzarav leishev. But he points out that the lashon of Gemara by Kana Kaf Gimel. Sound, I think it's Kaf Gimel, sounds like the real issue isn't Yeshiva Gabe Karka, it's that you shouldn't be mace of the ochel. That the real restriction isn't eating behaseva, eating in a comfortable position. So not that an onen must be Yeshiva Gabe Karka, but an onen shouldn't be mace of the ochel. So even though Lashon Mechaber sounds more absolute, that Asur leishev alisha the minhag olam that we're mekel and oni doesn't sit on the ground, maybe based on what seems to be lashon haGemara that this restriction is limited to mesa v'ochel and not yeshiva gabe karka, more broadly speaking. Okay, next time we will begin the latter part of Hilchos Aveilos, starting pretty much going straight from Simen Shin Ayin Ches. I'm hopeful that this time we will have time to go back and do Kriya and some of the middle Simanim as well, and maybe get to Gadol Havayis Kvura. But we'll talk a few minutes next time about Avelos Darais, Avelos Darabon, and then we'll begin with Suda Savra in Simen Shin Ayin Ches. And I think, more or less, we'll probably be covering an average of Simen a day going forward. The next Chabura tomorrow, I think 4:45.